Do updated COVID vaccines protect U.S. veterans from severe outcomes? Find out about this and more in today's PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP Medical Director, Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you once again from the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. A large national cohort study in the New England Journal of Medicine assessed the effectiveness of the 2024-2025 COVID-19 vaccine in nearly 300,000 U.S. veterans. Researchers compared veterans who received the updated COVID vaccine together with influenza vaccine against those who received influenza vaccine alone, with 6 months of follow-up. The findings were clinically significant. COVID vaccination was associated with a 29% reduction in COVID-related emergency department visits, a 39% reduction in hospitalizations, and a 64% reduction in mortality. Absolute risk reductions were modest but meaningful. Per 100,000 vaccinated veterans, about 18 fewer ED visits, 8 fewer hospitalizations, and 2 fewer deaths. These benefits were consistent across age groups, comorbidity burden, and immunocompetence status, supporting the relevance of vaccination even in older and medically complex patients. In the context of waning public uptake, this study provides clear clinical evidence that updated COVID vaccines remain an effective intervention to mitigate severe outcomes in a high-risk population. In our next story, we learn from a large population-based cohort study in JAMA Psychiatry that examined the risk of stroke in patients with dementia prescribed risperidone. Using matched data from more than 20,000 individuals, investigators found that risperidone use was associated with 28% higher risk of stroke compared with non-use. The risk was particularly elevated in patients with pre-existing cardiovascular disease, where the incidence rates were almost doubled. Importantly, the increased risk was observed within the first 3 months of therapy, highlighting the period of greatest vulnerability. For clinicians, these findings reinforce the need for careful patient selection and monitoring. While antipsychotics remain an option for managing severe behavioral and psychological symptoms of dementia, they should be prescribed at the lowest effective dose, for the shortest duration, and with close cardiovascular surveillance. Alternative strategies for agitation and behavioral disturbances should be prioritized, particularly in patients with underlying vascular risk factors. And finally, a nationwide cohort study published in JAMA Network Open explored the relationship between restless leg syndrome and subsequent Parkinson's disease. Among nearly 10,000 patients with restless leg syndrome followed for 15 years, the incidence of Parkinson's disease was significantly higher compared with matched controls, 1.6% versus 1%. Patients with untreated restless leg syndrome had the greatest risk, with more than a twofold increase in Parkinson's disease incidence. Interestingly, those treated with dopamine agonists for restless leg syndrome showed a lower incidence of Parkinson's disease than controls, suggesting that therapy may mitigate risk or identify patients with a different disease trajectory. The findings highlight a potential shared pathophysiology between restless leg syndrome and Parkinson's disease that may extend beyond the dopaminergic pathway. For practicing clinicians, restless leg syndrome may serve as a clinical marker for heightened Parkinson's disease risk. Monitoring for early motor or non-motor features of Parkinson's in this population and tailoring management accordingly could enable earlier recognition and intervention. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us for this episode of PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at PeerDirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions? Please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@PeerDirect.com. Subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, or TuneIn. You can also download your Amazoxa Flash Briefing, Medical News Roundup, and just ask, "What's my Flash Briefing?" Thanks today to Sean Mullen, Norm Dion, and Bryce Sadie for production assistance. Join me next time for an episode where we'll cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.